in order to be recognized by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should chant the holy name of the Lord continuously, 24 hours a day. Unfortunately, persons cannot accept this formula, prefer to execute some type of pseudo-meditation without accepting the other practices of austerity. The fact is, however, that one must accept either the severe method of austerity described above to become purified, or take to the process of devotional service recommended for pleasing the Supreme Lord, Krishna. The person who is Krishna conscious is most intelligent, because in Kali Yuga it is not at all possible to undergo such severe austerities. We need only follow great personalities like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In his Shikshastaka, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote, Param Vichayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the holy names of Lord Krishna, which from the very beginning purify the heart and immediately liberate one. Bhava Mahadavakni Nirvapanam. If the real purpose of all yoga is to please Shri Krishna, then the simple bhakti yoga system recommended for this age is sufficient. It is necessary, however, to engage constantly in the service of the Lord. Although Prithu Maharaj executed his austerities long before the appearance of Lord Krishna on this planet, his purpose was still to please Krishna. There are many fools who claim that worship of Krishna began only about 5,000 years ago, after the appearance of Lord Krishna in India. But this is not a fact. Prithu Maharaj worshipped Krishna millions of years ago, for Prithu happened to be a descendant of the family of Maharaj Dhruva, who reigned for 36,000 years during the Satya Yuga age. Unless his total lifespan was 100,000 years, how could Dhruva Maharaj reign over the world for 36,000 years? The point is that Krishna worship existed at the beginning of creation and has continued to exist throughout Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and Dwapara Yuga. And now it is continuing in Kali Yuga. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna appears not only in this millennium of Brahma's life, but in every millennium. Therefore, worship of Krishna is conducted in all millenniums. It is not that Krishna worship began only when Krishna appeared on this planet 5,000 years ago. This is a foolish conclusion that is not substantiated by Vedic literatures. Also of significance in this verse are the words Arirada Jishu. Arirada Jishu Krishnam Acharat Tapa Uttamam. Maharaj Prithu underwent severe types of austerities for the express purpose of worshipping Krishna. Krishna is so kind, especially in this age, that he appears in the transcendental vibration of his holy name. As is said in the Narada Pancharatra, Aravito Yadi Haris, Tapasa Tatakim. If Krishna is worshipped, if he is the goal of advancement, there is no need for one to execute severe types of tapasya, because one has already reached his destination. If after executing all types of tapasya, one cannot reach Krishna, all his tapasya has no value, for without Krishna, all austerity is simply wasted labor. Shrama eva I kevalam. We should therefore not be discouraged just because we cannot go to the forest and practice severe austerities. Our life is so short that we must strictly adhere to the principles laid down by the Vaishnava Acharyas and peacefully execute Krishna consciousness. There is no need to become despondent. Narottam Das Thakur recommends, Ananda Bolo Hari Paja Vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Maja Iyaman. For a transcendental blissful life, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Come, worship the holy place of Vrindavan and always engage in the service of the Lord, of the spiritual master and of the Vaishnavas. This Krishna consciousness movement is therefore very safe and easy. We have only to execute the order of the Lord and fully surrender unto Him. We have only to execute the order of the spiritual master, preach Krishna consciousness, and follow in the path of the Vaishnavas. The spiritual master represents both Lord Krishna and the Vaishnavas. Both Lord Krishna and the Vaishnavas. Therefore, by following the instructions of the spiritual master and by chanting Hare Krishna, everything will be all right. Titik Churyata Bhat Danta Urtva Reta Jitanila Arida Vajishu Krishnam Acharat Tapa Uttamam. Maharaj Prithu underwent all these severe austerities in order to control his words and his senses, to refrain from discharging his semen, and to control the life air within his body. All this he did for the satisfaction of Krishna. He had no other purpose. Mukham karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande shri gurum dinataranam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanyam ishwaram vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhya evacha padidanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. This is a very interesting verse. Srila Prabhupada mentions 3 points in the purport. He gives one paragraph for each point. In the first paragraph, Srila Prabhupada establishes that there is no need to practice severe austerities as it was done in previous ages. The description was given before that about the pancha tapa viro, five fires that Prithu Maharaj set up, and he was meditating under the scorching sun and taking all the heat from the fire during the summer time. And during the winter, he put down the fire. He did exactly the opposite we do normally here in Radhavish. We generally put down the heating system during the winter, which is quite long. And then we, like now, the heating system is done. But Prithu Maharaj did the opposite. During the winter, he went to the cold river. It was freezing. And he sat with water up to his neck. And he was, in this way, controlling his senses. This was his method of austerity. Srila Prabhupada is starting the purport immediately as if to say, do not worry, I will not ask you so much. But the Prabhupada starts the purport. In Kali Yuga, the following is recommended. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Kalau Nastieva, Nastieva, Nastieva Ratira Nyata. Just chant the holy name of Krishna. Just chant the holy name of Krishna. Just chant the holy name of Krishna. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way in the age of Kali to attain the goal. To attain the supreme goal of life. So we do not need to perform severe austerities, but we do need to follow Srila Prabhupada. He did ask, when he gave Harinam initiation, he did ask something else. He did ask the four regulative principles. He did ask some yama. Like in yoga they have yama and niyama. And we also have yama and niyama. Srila Prabhupada in the Nectar of Instruction, he mentions how we follow this yama and niyama. We should follow, yama means self-control, and the basic self-control is the four regulative principles. Simply that. The four regulative principles. Avoid meat eating and all the meat products, fish, eggs and so on. Illicit sex life. Intoxication of any kind. And gambling. So these are the four requests. These are the austerities for the age of Kali. And this is very much necessary, because if we don't follow that, then what happens is that will happen something contrary to one fellow who tried to cheat one yogi who was able to perform the austerities of Maharaj Prithu. Srila Prabhupada tells a story of one landlord. He was very wealthy and very proud, and he challenged that whoever is able, somehow he didn't believe in the yogis or something like that. And he said, whoever is able to stay all night during the January, the Magha month, in the cold river, he said, this thing is taught in the scripture, this is bogus. Or he said, this could be the case, or else could be, or no one is able to do it in the present time. So he challenged. So there was one yogi who was he was able to do it. And he was not pro, but he wanted to cut down the pride of the landlord. So he said, okay, we'll do it. And he didn't care about the reward he was offering. He was offering a big reward. Like, imagine now if they would say, 1 million euro. You go to the river, you stay a whole night up to the neck, you get 1 million euro. Some businessmen are thinking, okay, I'm going to try. But of course you couldn't use this, like the, how did you call it, this? Yes, this is a special suit.
Ski dive is wetsuit.
Wetsuit. How do you spell it? Wetsuit. Yes. Wetsuit, okay. So, the wetsuit, that will not be agreeable, will not be part of the deal. So he couldn't wear anything. Only a gamcha, that was the most he could wear. And there will be someone watching. There was one confidential associate of the landlord who will be there checking that everything was done properly. But they know he did it properly. He was all night there. And he was totally okay. He came out and he didn't tremble anything. He was perfectly okay. And then when he went to the landlord, he said, I did it. Now you give me 1 million euros, 1 million rupees in those times. He said, no, you cheat. You're a cheater. You see, do you see, can you see there? There is, and he pointed out quite far away. There was a temple. And on the top of the temple, there was a flame, which was lightened. He said, you were heating up with that flame. So, you couldn't, you didn't fulfill the requirements. The requirements were that you cannot take heat from anywhere. Anyway, the fellow was very tricky, and he didn't want to pay. The yogi said, okay, he didn't curse him. He said, okay, he went away. And it was okay. It was. He could have cursed him because he was very powerful, but he didn't. But then the servant, the confidential servant of the landlord, he was very close. And he was a close friend. But at the same time, he was serving him in different ways. He didn't like that. He said, this fellow, he has so much wealth, he don't know how much wealth he has. And he could give this yogi heat for the requirement. I was there all night seeing, and the yogi was there. I was freezing outside the river, and the yogi was there. I was feeling the cold just by seeing the yogi there all night. And now he doesn't want to pay. He's a rascal, my friend. I'm going to teach him a lesson. Anyway, the time passed by, and a few days, sometime later, not very long later, but sometime later, one day they had to travel somewhere, the landlord, with his confidential associate servant. And they had to leave early morning. So he wanted to, they were going to take breakfast and then go. So the servant was preparing breakfast. And he said, okay, we'll prepare quickly breakfast and we'll take him, we can go. So the landlord was waiting for breakfast, and the time was passing by. They said they will take breakfast at 7 a.m. It was already 7:15. The breakfast was not coming. He rang his bell. Whatever was his name, Gopal. Gopal, what's happening? It's almost ready. It's in the heating. It's almost ready. One, a few minutes more in the fire and we'll be ready. Then 50 minutes more passed by, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, again ring the bell. What's going on? It is almost ready. It's cooking. It's just, I want to, it to be perfect for your pleasure. Let's wait 1 second more. Again, 15, 20 minutes, 8 o'clock already. Then he was fed up. He went to the kitchen. And then suddenly he saw an artifact, a funny artifact he had built. Like a big tripod, you call it? Tripod? Like a big tripod, you can imagine. A big tripod. And he put the cooking pot out there, and he had one of these flames, like in the laboratories. When I was a child, we used to have this practice in the school, like a little flame.
Bunsen burner.
Yes, one Bunsen burner. And then the tripod up to the ceiling. And then he said, what are you doing for? How do you want to cook like that? And he said, well, the yogi could heat himself from the top of the temple, then he can cook like that. This is your philosophy. So then the landlord, he said, well, they were very close, actually. They were very good friends. He said, okay, I will pay. He had so much money. Okay, I will pay. So Sri Prabhupada tells this story to illustrate that even though we say we chant Hare Krishna, just like chanting Hare Krishna, everything is perfect, we don't need to do anything else. But we need also to follow the regulative principles. If we do not follow the regulative principles, it will be like cooking with this bonsai flame and with a big tripod. We will try to cook, chant. The fire is there, but very small flame, and very far away from the pot. Another example given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is the example of the story of the wedding party. Remember that one? The wedding party, during the night, they have to cross the river and travel a little bit to the other side for the celebration. And during the night they pay to some professional rowmen, boatmen, and they were rowing. Yes, they were rowing in those years. They were rowing during the whole night. And then in the morning, when they woke up, all the participants of the wedding, they went to sleep during the night. And then when they woke up in the morning, they were at the same place. And then they went to complain to the captain. Oh, you rascal, what are you doing? We're paying you to go. We are late for the wedding party. What? How come? And he said, no, we were all night, my men were rowing, like working very hard all night. So then when they went to check what happened, the anchor had not been lifted. So if we do not follow the basic yamas, the basic rules, then it will be like not lifting up the anchor. And the result will be that we will not progress, we will not move, we will not come close to Krishna, we will not reach our desired destination. We want to come back to Godhead, or at least this is what we say. So, in order to achieve that, we need to lift up the anchor. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada insisted in following these principles. It is very simple. Then in the second paragraph, Srila Prabhupada talks about how he refers to the third line of the verse, Ahira Dajishu Krishnam. Prithu Maharaj, he worshipped Sri Krishna. And someone could argue that how come that he will worship Krishna? This is a scholar who is interested into historicity, they call it historicity history. He will say, how come it is not possible that Prithu Maharaj worship Krishna? Because according to chronological calculation, according to history, Krishna appeared only, according to tradition, 5,000 years ago. According to our sources, the worship of Krishna started something more than 2,000 years ago. There was a worship of one Vasudev Krishna, by the scholars say that. Vasudev Krishna, and they will give so many arguments. But actually, we take Srila Prabhupada even calls them fools. And Radha Gopinath is confirming that. Srila Prabhupada calls them, Prabhupada writes, there are many fools who claim that worship of Krishna began only about 5,000 years ago. So Srila Prabhupada is using, he will say, someone will say, why do you use such a strong language? And if this is true, we shouldn't imitate Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada would say, I'm not saying, Krishna is saying. Avajananti mam buddha manusintanam ashritam. Those who are fools, they undermine me when I appear in a human form. They think I am a human being. And therefore they say that Krishna worship could not exist before 5,000 years ago. But actually, according to Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, it is according to the Bhagavatam, here we see, worship of Krishna was going on as soon as Satya Yuga, since the beginning of creation. And then according to Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ajopi samadhyayatma bhutanam ishvaropi sam prakritim svamadhishtaya sampavani atma mayaya. Krishna says, although I am unborn, Aja, Aja means, I do not take birth. Still, I take birth. I am unborn, still I take birth by the power of my Atma Maya, by my power of my energy, my internal energy. So the idea is that Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna's birth is like the sun, like the sunrise. The sunrise, and that doesn't mean that the sun is taking birth at that moment. The sun is there already for many millions of years. And he's appearing and disappearing. But he's there all the time. So Sri Krishna, he appears, and then he goes to some other universe. When he disappears from our vision, he goes to some other universe. And not only that, but the acharyas explain that he finished one pastime here, and as the sun also, he's seen at the same time in many places. So the Krishna's pastimes are manifesting at the same time in many material universes. So the acharyas explain it in this way. He finishes, for example, a pastime like killing Putana here in this universe, and when he finishes here, he is killing Putana in another place, another universe. Then he finishes killing Putana in the second universe, and he's killing Putana in the third universe. He finishes killing Putana in the third universe, and he kills Putana in the fourth universe. And like that with all the different pastimes. And therefore, his lila is called Nitya Lila, always occurring, always taking place. So therefore, the idea that Krishna worship started when Krishna appeared the last time in this universe is rejected here by Srila Prabhupada and by the acharyas. And in the last paragraph, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes again about the tapasya. We should not be discouraged that we are not able to perform very severe tapasya, that we are attached to eat sweets, for example. Sometimes we like to eat sweets and we may say, oh, wow, I'm attached to eat sweets. It's okay, you eat prasadam. Not too much sweets, that's true, not too much sweets. But as much as you can digest, you can eat. This is what Prabhupada says in the Nectar of Instruction. You can eat as much as you can digest. And if you finish your quota too early, then don't worry, material nature will force you to control your senses in the old age or even earlier, because you ate your quota. I remember Krishnadas Swami Maharaj told me once, we offered him some prasad with sugar and ghee. And then he said, I think he was more or less in his late 50s or 60s, at that time, I think now he's more than 70, or in his 70s. And then he said, no, I finished my quota. So it goes like that, sometimes with taking care of health. If we are not careful, we have a quota also for eating, for enjoying, we have a quota. And if we are too quick, like sometimes they say that the lifespan is measured, not necessarily by years, but by the number of breathings,
breaths,
inhalation and exhalation. And therefore yogis, they try to diminish to the max the breath speed. And they're able to live very long. Sometimes in India they say there are yogis who live up to 200 years. In place they say, this yogi was here when I was a child, he was like that. And he looks the same. And they say, and my father told me that he was like that also, they say. So the idea is that we also with the health, if we finish our quota too soon, then it will finish. We ate our enjoyment and that's gone. You know what I mean? Is it clear? So the point is that we need to observe the yamas. And actually, the devotees asked me to lecture on the Yoga Sutras, Patanjali's Yoga Sutras, to a group of yoga teachers in Portugal. And for the first time I studied the Yoga Sutras. I had read it very quickly, but not really studied it. And this time I studied carefully. And actually Srila Prabhupada sometimes refers to the yamas, to the regulative principles as yamas. And I could see the correlation between the yamas of the yogis and our yamas. Like for example, celibacy is one of the yamas. And noisy sex is one of our yamas. Non-violence, ahimsa, is one of the yamas for the yogis. Non-eating is one of the yamas. Truthfulness is one of the yamas, satya. Gambling is one of our yamas, because gambling destroys truthfulness. So in conclusion, we don't need to perform very severe austerities. It is not necessary. But we simply should chant Hare Krishna, follow the regulative principles, and we didn't have time to elaborate on this, but I mentioned it to conclude. While chanting, avoid the 10 offenses. And following the regulative principles is one of the elements to avoid the 10 offenses. Thank you very much.